The gap theory. Does it really matter?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Answers in Genesis Ministry and the new Creation Museum.
Well, because of study aids like the Scofield Reference Bible, many Christians believe in the idea of the gap theory. Now, this idea was developed in the 1800s by some church leaders who didn't know what to do with what some scientists were saying about millions of years, so they popularized the idea that there was a gap of time between the first two verses of Genesis chapter 1. Into this gap, they put a previous creation that was eventually destroyed, and supposedly this would help them explain the fossil record millions of years old. Well, there are many major problems with this view, including the fact that the gap theory allows for death before Adam's sin, which is contrary to Scripture. Gap theorists accept the secular belief in millions of years and actually try to fit this into the Bible. That's the problem. And this approach is dangerous because it teaches people you can begin outside the Bible and accept man's fallible theories and use them to reinterpret the words of the infallible Creator. No, God created everything in 6 days. There's no room for a gap.
Today's one of the last days we're offering a brand new pocket guide on Charles Darwin. This year marks the 200th anniversary of his birth, and so to help you defend your faith, we think it's must reading. Send a donation of any amount to our ministry, and we'll send the guide to you. Call toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS.